And here is the Writer's Almanac for Tuesday. It's the 24th of November, 2015. It's the birthday of the novelist Lawrence Stern, born Clonmel, Ireland, 1713. He was an Anglican priest, unhappily married, when he started to write a novel, which became The Life and Opinions of Tristram Shandy Gentleman. Came out in 1760. It was a big success. It was funny, it was bawdy, and it was interesting. It was the first novel about writing a novel. The main character keeps interrupting himself and having imaginary conversations with readers. Lawrence Stern, who wrote Digressions, incontestably are the sunshine, they are the life, the soul of reading. Take them out of this book, for instance. You might as well take the book along with them. It was on this day in 1434 the River Thames froze over and stayed frozen over until February the following year. The Thames was wider and shallower then, and it flowed more slowly, so it was more conducive to freezing. And so people held carnivals out on the ice. They called them frost fairs. They sold a drink made of wormwood wine and gin called Pearl, which was drunk hot. There was bull baiting and puppet shows and bowling, and they roasted oxen, and boys played games of football out on the ice. It's the birthday of the architect Cass Gilbert, born Zanesville, Ohio, 1859, who designed the U.S. Supreme Court building in Washington, the state capitol of Minnesota, the Woolworth Building. Cass Gilbert, who said, "Public buildings best serve the public by being beautiful." And it's the birthday of the novelist Arundhati Roy, born in Shillong, India, 1959, whose first novel was The God of Small Things, published 1997, sold more than 6 million copies, won the Booker Prize. Since then, she's been writing essays and articles, books of nonfiction, and has been slowly working on a second novel. Here's a poem for today by Tony Hoagland entitled Fetch. Who knew that the sweetest pleasure of my 58th year would turn out to be my friendship with the dog, that his trembling, bow-legged bliss at seeing me stand there with the leash would give me a feeling I had sought throughout my life. Now I understand those old ladies walking their chihuahuas in the dusk, plastic bag wrapped around one hand, content with a companionship that, whatever else you think of it, is totally reliable. And in the evening at cocktail hour, I think tenderly of them in all of those apartments on the 14th floor, holding out a little hot dog on a toothpick to bestow a luxury on a friend who knows more about uncomplicated pleasure than any famous lobbyist for the mortal condition. These barricades and bulwarks against human loneliness, they used to fill me with disdain, but that was before I found out my metaphysical needs could be so easily met by the wet gaze of a brown and white retriever with a slight infection of the outer ear and a tail like a windshield wiper. I did not guess that love would be returned to me as simply as a stick returned when it was thrown, again and again and again. In fact, I still don't exactly comprehend. What could that possibly have to teach me about being human? A poem by Tony Hoagland, Fetch, from Application for Release from the Dream, published by Grey Wolf Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by Lumosity, introducing a 10-minute fit test to challenge memory, attention, and problem-solving to calculate baseline scores. Learn more at lumosity.com. Produced by Joy Biles, assisted by Teresa Burgess, be well, do good work, and keep in touch.